Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I mean, it seems like, that the Astros are just an afterthought. I mean, everybody just pissed off at the Texans when the Astros should be catching.
No, no, Bill O'Brien told you, this is football town.
Well, you know what? He's right. This is a football town. I mean, the Astros just got knocked out of the playoffs, basically, and nobody gives a... No, I almost said it.
Watch yourself.
I did. I watched it.
Rat's bottom?
A rat's patoot. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Well, it's hard to believe. Well, here's the deal. It's hard to believe in the Texans, too, but it's hard to believe in this team with all the injuries that they've had. I mean, losing Yordan, are you kidding me?
Well, we were waiting for this. Like, how is this even possible? Now we know it just wasn't possible.
It wasn't. I mean, it was amazing what they did. And we're not the only ones now that, I mean, I think ESPN has even said, you know, Joe Espada should be manager of the year with where they are. At, you know, 12 games over 500.
That was a cool story a month and a half ago.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, to keeping them in this long and doing what they've done with
these guys,
as many players as he's had to play,
that's great.
Pitchers as he lost,
it's great. But too bad you don't get an award. And the Astros, the way they're playing right now, aren't going to get in the playoffs. They technically do not hold their fate in their own hands.
No, they don't.
Because they're tied with the Guardians, who are actually playing really good baseball right now. And even if the Astros win out, if the Guardians win out, they don't win. The Astros lose the tiebreaker, so they're going to need a little help. But it doesn't. It's, you know, you basically, you're probably going to have to play 5-1 baseball to have a shot. You may need to go 6-0, based on the way the Guardians are playing.
Yeah,
and I don't know where you get your wins based on how wretched the starting pitching has turned into. Well, I shouldn't say wretched. It's just wildly inconsistent. Fromber's wretched, but the rest of it's wildly inconsistent. And now our hero, Jason Alexander, didn't show up.
So the Guardians have Detroit and Texas. And there ain't no – Detroit's fighting tooth and nail. They stink right now. But they got playoff positioning here.
Oh, they're playing awful down the stretch.
And the Rangers are got nothing to play for. So, but I don't think they just fold. Although I think they would, they might fold just because they don't want the Astros in. You know, if it comes down to them beating Cleveland and getting the Astros into the postseason, I'm not so sure they do it. That's kind of the D-bags they are. Okay, I'm serious. They'll be like, you know what? We ain't trying today. You know what? Play all them rookies. Let's get all the call ups in here. Play all them rookies because we ain't doing nothing to help the Astros. Remember, Jock Peterson said their time is up. Right? They've had a nice run, but their time is up. And then Jock Peterson hit a 0-40 for them against the Astros this year.
What does that have to do with anything? We're not.
Well, Jock Peterson thinks that, you know what, he's going to go, you know what, guys, let's not play for them. Let's not play for the Astros. Screw the Astros. Let's lose this
just
game.
To prove himself right. He's going to tank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Jock's going to have any bearing on anybody.
Yeah. Well,
what difference does it make?
What are you
going to
give
bad.
Up? Five. You're going to give up 5 or 6 in the first 3 innings. How do you win? You can't overcome 2.
Yeah. No, well, listen, they're going to beat. The Astros are going to beat some A's ass. And then they're going to beat the Angels ass.
They're confident going into the series. And look what happened.
Save one 3-game sweep over the Rangers. The rest of it's been bad.
Oh, yeah, says you.
Now they got to deal with Nick Kurtz for 3 games, an Astro killer.
It's not fun playing in Oakland or playing in
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Tell it to the A's. They're much better on the road.
Yeah.
They would agree. They're much better on the road
than they
are.
That's another team that can hit some home runs.
Yeah, I don't want Nick Kurtz doing anything. And he has wrecked the Astros so far this year. Remember that game where they couldn't get him out?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, remember? You remember?
What, did he have 2 game-winning home runs in the series against the Astros? In the Sacramento series?
Oh, no one. No
how
one
are the at, how are the Texans going to get?
No one knows. No one saw that game.
Okay, I saw it.
No one saw it.
Of all people, I remember it. I saw it.
Yeah.
How are the all right, enough Astros?
Oh,
they're going to do. We're just literally playing a season out with the Astros. It doesn't matter. Play it out. Even if you get to a playoffs, you'll get smashed. It'll be like last year with the Tigers. It won't matter. You don't have any hit. Fromber can't pitch anymore. Yordan's gone. Whatever. It's disappointing, but kind of like, what were you going to do anyway? With the Texans, you literally were supposed to win this division, and you're 3 games behind the Colts now.
Already.
After 3 games. And guess what? You got the Titans in a get-well game that is must win. Then you play the Ravens, who, you know, you have no chance against. You can't beat the Ravens. Then you got, what, the 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks, who the Seattle Seahawks are, they're not super, neither one of those teams, like the, you know, San Francisco's 3-0, but I don't know. I think the Texans can beat them, but I don't know why I'm saying that. I feel like the Texans can beat San Francisco. I'm not.
Well, they played 2 games with Mac Jones as their starter, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what, if Purdy's back, do you still feel that way?
Purdy doesn't scare me. It's just, you know who scares me? CJ and Nick Cayley scare me.
I mean,
the offensive line scares me. I'm not scared of other teams. I'm scared of our team.
Mac Purdy, it's the same thing.
They're better than with Brock Purdy.
Purdy, Schmurdy. One of them just has a bigger paycheck.
Yeah.
A much bigger paycheck. Well, when you can only score maybe a touchdown per game, unless the team either blows a coverage or maybe lets you score. We're still debating that against Tampa, by the way. We know the Texans let the Jags score yesterday. We didn't get into that. How many touchdowns can we expect from them against really anyone? Do we go into the game expecting more than a touchdown?
Ooh, wow.
I mean, how do they score? They had one explosive play yesterday.
And it was a gift.
And it was a busted coverage play.
Yeah.
That's it. Where does explosive plays come from? The game before, they didn't have a ton of them either. Where are they?
A ton of them?
Felt like it all happened on the first drive, and then the Chubb touchdown at the end.
A ton of them.
I mean, they can't score. They've been in a red zone 4 times with no conversions. 4 times in 3 games. That's it. All they do is kick 40 and 50-yard field goals.
And Kaimi couldn't hit one yesterday.
And their touchdowns have been a great throwing catch with Nico Collins in game 2. You had none in game 1. And then yesterday you got one on a busted coverage. That's your 2 touchdowns. Oh, no. You had the one against Tampa where they let – where well, I don't know if they let you score, but you scored that one touchdown with Nick Chubb. So you had Nick Chubb, which is technically not a red zone touchdown, by the way. It was outside of the 20. So you have a Nick Chubb 25-yard run. You have a great throwing catch with CJ and Nico Collins. And then you have a busted coverage touchdown. You have 3 touchdowns in 3 games. You have no conversions inside the 20. You've had missed field goals. Did you have a blocked field goal? You had a missed.
I think it was just a miss.
You just have missed. You have failed 4th down conversions. Your punter.
Tommy Townsend lost it for a couple punts.
What happened with him? A couple punts were just terrible yesterday. And how about how stupid? Oh, no. I'm thinking of, Liam Cohen going for it. When the Texans can't move the ball at all. He gave the Texans a chance to have a shot at winning the game. He went for it on 4th and 2 with a team that can't catch the football and a quarterback who's not really any good at all. Trevor Lawrence is who he is. This is what he is.
I did like that he was going to try to win the game. It's from two crappy teams that are 0-2.
No, he was 1-1. going into the game.
Yeah, he from the 50, like when the Texans can't move the ball, that was stupid. That was a dumb move. You punt the ball and you say, go ahead, Texans, move it 440. What, was it tied at that time?
It was 10-10, and then 10-10. They get the stop, the Nico
smart
fumbles,
move is just
which we haven't brought up either.
The Texans can't move the ball anyway.
Yeah.
You punt it, you play field position, you let the Texans go three and out, they punt it back, and you start all over.
And you're fortunate that...
You're really fortunate CJ threw that interception.
No, that wasn't the CJ interception. It was the Nico fumble.
Oh, Nico fumble. Yeah. I get my turnovers mixed up.
Yeah. They happen generally in the same area and going the same way.
Yeah, because they had a first down.
They were moving.
And then they could have moved down and kicked the field goal and go ahead. It was a stupid call.
I don't know if that Nico play was a third down, but they had a first down after the catch. He spun, got hit. I think, was it Tyson Campbell who stripped him? And then the Jags did what they did to go down and get the win. But, yeah, I don't know what Liam Cohen's doing. Play defense. The Texans were far more likely to screw it up than you were picking up that first down.
Oh, yeah. No. He knew it was a track meet up and down the field.
You can't afford
He had to score
last
there.
One with the football wins. So
that's it.
We gotta go for it here. I mean, they've already scored a whopping 10 so far,
and seven was on a
busted play.
That was a fourth quarter with 14 minutes left, and they don't have it. They got 3 points. Good Lord. Just awful. Fourth quarter, they finally score a touchdown again. This is just so bad to watch. So bad to watch. I want to hear from Nico. Nico, you guys are right there, it looks like. I mean, it seems to me that you guys, I mean, you did score a touchdown, let's not forget. I mean, it's the Bills, the Ravens, the Chargers, the Texans. Y'all are just right there.
You mean Miko, D'Amico, right?
D'Amico.
Okay. Huh. I only got to get it.
Here's D'Amico. Okay.
Yeah, D'Amico, I mean, honestly, I could see it when you're thinking, oh, who are the best teams right now? I know, the Bills are really good. The Ravens are really good. The Chargers look great. And we're right there. I mean, we're close. We're right there with those teams.
The things we can clean up, right, then we play winning football, then we'll have a chance to turn it around. But, again, man, we're close. That's what it is. We're close, but close isn't good enough. So we got to pick it up and find a way to get a win.
Yeah. I mean, they're right there, I think. When I see, I'm watching. Listen, the Chargers look like a good football team. They really do. Herbert's playing great. They're running the ball. They're playing great defense. You know what? You need to get your boy, though, Lance.
Who's my
boy? Colin Cowherd.
What'd he say?
He said, you know what? Everybody says Bill Belichick is the greatest coach. Remember? The greatest coach in history is Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, sorry. He was right.
Oh, my God.
See,
maybe he should win a title first.
San Francisco rescued them. Stanford rescued them. Michigan rescued
them.
Bolts up 3-0. Who did I have winning division? Bolts. Your sorry-ass teams, the Chiefs, are 1-2.
Your sorry
Dell's team, the Raiders, are 1-2.
I didn't have them.
Raiders.
I had the Raiders.
I had the Raiders. I didn't make a choice in the AFC.
I told you Bolts up 3-0. But you know why? Because of Harbaugh. Me and Colin are on the right. Thank you for alerting me that Colin Cowherd was right again.
What a are you, Colin? Harbaugh's the greatest coach in NFL history.
Harbaugh's
a good
coach.
Colin Cowherd.
Everywhere he's gone.
Oh, you and him are. You know what? Two peas in a pot. Just looking
he's
for
gone.
Just looking
around.
For views. That's
Michigan
all you two do.
After cheating, yes.
What did your guy Brian Kelly do? Did Michigan win a national championship?
Okay,
your guy. Listen, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, Brian Kelly. Michigan.
Yeah, LSU's head coach. He's John's guy.
Oh, okay.
No. You and Colin Cowherd, two peas in a pod. That's all you look for is views. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You just say stuff to say stuff.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers turned it around. Stanford turned it around. Look at what happened to those organizations.
That guy was right about you.
San Francisco's been just as good since he left.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
All they do is win one year and then they win five games the next.
Well, when guys get hurt, sure, but he's made several Super Bowls.
Yeah.
All I know is this is his fourth team he's turning around so that
they haven't done anything yet.
Y'all need to get on Harbaugh's level. I don't know. You're mad because he drinks milk with steak.
No,
I don't know what I can tell you.
No. I'm mad because he had to get out of Michigan for cheating so bad. And then they
save
the Chargers give him a job.
Save it, trash can, Johnny. We're not allowed to say anything in this city.
He's so happy to back his point, he'll rip the Astros for it.
Yeah, this, very nice.
Nice
very
job nice. By you.
Yeah.
All right. We can't say anything about people cheating.
Well, you can say something about Craig DeCerf.
I can. I can say Carcella's coming. Carcella in the cornfield. That's what's coming. It's this big event that he's going to have on Friday and Saturday. At first, it was on Saturdays. This is the eighth year they've done this. And it's gotten so big that they're now saying, you know what? Let's throw a music event. Let's throw a little concert from 6 to 9 on Friday, October the 3rd. So you guys can go out there, take your family. You're looking for something to do on Friday. Go out there and listen to some music. It's going to be a fun time. In Angleton, you go to the dealership at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They'll have some music. It's absolutely free. So you entertain the family for free. Then you come back and you do it all again with a free car event the very next day starting at 10 a.m. They're going to have food trucks out there, a coffee truck, and they'll have classic cars that are incredible. These things are owned by people just like you and me who really do an incredible job of repurposing and restoring some of the classic cars. And, you know, they'll take them out on the road like once a year, you know, the kind that basically have their cars are just like little babies for them, and they treat them as such, and they're incredible looking. I wasn't a classic car guy until I went to the event for 2 years in a row, and after that, I was hooked. It's amazing talking to the people who own the cars and seeing them for yourself. And that's going to be Saturday, October the 4th. So Friday's the concert. Saturday, October 4th is the car event. There's something for everyone, activities for kids. It's Carcella in the Cornfield at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5.
If you've been listening to the show, you know I'm big on family-owned businesses. I've got a lot of family-owned businesses that I speak for. Brinkman Quality Roofing is one of them that's been around for 50 years, 50-plus years. The Brinkmans have been fixing roofs in the city, around the city of Houston. Really awesome. Really, really great service. Not only service, but how about a free evaluation when they come to your home? How about getting a bill of health for your roof? If you haven't done this, if you've been living in this house for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you haven't done anything about your roof, when it comes insurance time, if something happens, you're not getting paid. So call Jason, let him come to your home, let him give you a clean bill of health, or, God forbid, you need something fixed, fix it so that you don't have an issue with the insurance company. It's kind of a big deal, especially if you haven't done anything about your roof in years. Let Jason's guys come. You think they don't know? They've been doing this for 50 years. You think they don't know about everything that's going on roof-wise? I'm telling you, you're looking for the best roofer in this city. Brinkman Quality, Brinkmann, BrinkmanQuality.com, 844-215-2865. Free consultation, BrinkmanQuality.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, today is Monday. It's sponsored by Damaris Barbecue. On Mondays, their daily special is their B-Man Frito Pie with one meat. It's like the adult version of the Frito Pie you had as a kid. It's delicious. With meat? Are you kidding me? Stop by Damaris on Shepherd or the West Loop at 18th today. That's right. Meat. Meat! Red meat!
Red meat alert.
All right, we got callers. We got a full board. You guys want to get in? 713-780-3776. John is first up. Hey, John.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about what I think is the main reason the Texans are where they're at. Everybody oohed and aahed over Nick Caserio when he got Stroud and Anderson in 2023. But besides that, all the draft capital that they had, all the picks that they had extra from Deshaun Watson, what do they end up with? They got a terrible running back backfield. They got zero offensive linemen that they could keep in the foreseeable future. They got one good wide receiver. They got an average tight end, and their defense is good. He's the main character. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, he built his team backwards. He has no offensive linemen. you know, you draft two, at least get two or three. You keep going back until you get an offensive lineman that you're going to have for 10 years. You don't just give up. I mean, it's just this guy every year. Everybody keeps thinking, "Whoa, they're going to bolster that offensive line this year." Nope, maybe next year. Maybe next year. Maybe next year. He's not getting any flack for this, and I'm trying to figure out why.
It's serious. When John gives you a real legitimate sports call about one of the local teams, that's serious business. He's not telling you, he just doesn't like NBA, and he makes good points. Like, the points are all salient points.
Okay.
What? Here's, I mean, fix it.
He got Kenyon Green with the 13th pick.
Did he have anyone before then? That was his second draft, right?
That was 2022.
Yeah.
Kenyon Green.
The first draft was Brevin Jordan, Davis Mills, and so forth.
Well, Davis Mills and Nico Collins.
And Nico Collins, yeah. Nico Collins, Davis Mills, Brevin Jordan, yeah.
Pick number 124, they acquired the Browns' second-round pick, number 44, selected wide receiver John Metchie. Then they selected Christian Harris in the third. This isn't all because of Deshaun. No. So, breaking it down exactly what... Okay. So, there were a lot of pieces to that trade because he moved a lot around a lot. So, there's a lot of stuff. I'm going to find exactly what it was. But, well, let's go to another call while we're looking for that. Who's next, though? Daryl? Daryl, what you got, Daryl?
Yeah. Hey, look, if I'm D'Amico, I'll be telling Nick Cayley, like, hey, I've seen enough of what you got. We're going to be relieving you of your duties. And I see what Gerard Johnson got because, man, Nick Cayley's play calling is just terrible. I mean, it's predictable. Everybody figured it out. It's nothing but another piece of crap from New England's playbook. And, I just see what Gerard Johnson got, man, because it's just his offense is just ineffective. And what's crazy to me is that we have weapons. He don't know how to put them in a position to where they can be successful and make plays down the damn field.
I swear to you, I was thinking the same thing you're saying. I was thinking the same thing yesterday. Like, they're not going to fire him. But are they going to take play calling from him and give it to Gerard Johnson? I thought the same thing yesterday. I could see that happening at some point this season. If they get off to a 1-4 start, and
which
it
is
keeps
what
being
be.
Bad, well, and yeah, which is what they're going to be. Yeah. I thought the same thing you thought, Daryl. Like, well, what else can they do? Well, they could turn to Gerard Johnson, who, by the way, would be a rookie play caller. But
I don't know. They're going to be 1-4, so they've got no choice on that matter. But how are they looking? That's going to be the question. Of course, playing against the Ravens, what did they get? They scored 2 points against the Ravens on Christmas, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Were ahead in the first half in that playoff game the year before.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, when they returned a kick for a touchdown, a punt. Still didn't score an offensive touchdown.
I noticed you didn't say anything about the 45-yard touchdown pass yesterday to Nico Collins.
What we've talked about that incessantly, actually, because of how easy it was because they blew a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you have wide receivers who don't, if you got an offensive line that has a hard time holding up, and especially against pressure, against blitzes, you don't, because your quarterback doesn't recognize blitzes as effectively as he should and doesn't. And I don't know if CJ just doesn't have a pregame plan or a post-snap plan against blitz, or if wide receivers, because when I watched tape, I saw a lot of wide receivers who weren't breaking off routes hot. Like, so I'm not sure it's all on CJ. To me, I'm changing that to a dink and dunk offense. I'm sorry. I know you don't want to have to do that and become predictable, but too bad, so sad. When the Texans were at their best yesterday, which was like 5 plays, it was just quick hitters. It was dinking and dunking, getting down the field. I don't care. I'm throwing to tight ends, running backs. I don't care who it is. I'm throwing stop routes against zone. I'm throwing slants. I'm doing whatever it is to get CJ all of his quick completions. I'm not taking chances with long product, because at times when CJ has too much time to throw, he ends up holding it anyway, or you have guys that aren't getting open. So make it quick hitters.
Next up, Dell, who's up? Cindy wants to get in here. Cindy should have been first, Dell. ladies always go to the front of the line. What's up, Cindy?
Hi, guys. This is Cindy with SIN. Why do Ohio State quarterbacks suck in the NFL, and why is CJ wearing a Yankees cap? Also, Dell, I worked at tight ends in Webster. I'll hang up and listen.
This is why I didn't go first.
What does that mean?
I didn't take this call. Our intern did, but Cindy is a Eric Plant.
She's an industry
player. Yeah. That's why she doesn't go to the front of the line.
It's okay. I like her call.
Tight ends and Webster. What does that mean,
it's
Del?
Just tight ends. It's just because Eric will call in and ask me on my show, hey, Del, what about tight ends? I've never been to that place before.
Well, she works there.
She doesn't. There. She doesn't work there.
She said she doesn't.
I do know. She said she does.
I'm going to take Cindy at her word. I'm not because I'm
work
not, I
work at tight ends.
I never take Eric at his word, and she's an Eric Plant.
Why do Ohio State quarterbacks suck?
And why is he wearing a Yankees hat?
It's just the thing.
He's wearing
a Yankees hat because he's from Los Angeles.
No, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Does it match the fit?
I don't know that he needed to match a white shirt.
But these kids don't care. They don't care what
they don't really have teams.
If it matches the fit,
well, he wore a Mariners hat. We've been through this already.
Oh my God, that's right. It was Mariners hand. I'm sure he's had Dodgers hats, Yankees hats, just anybody but the Astros. Mulgetta's already firing up his tersely worded email towards management.
Oh yeah, well go ahead.
If you don't get us help, we're leaving.
Well, go ahead, New York, trade for him. Go ahead.
They got Jackson Dart. They're not going to do that. They got their own guy that they have to worry about.
What are we going to do?
What about the Jets? They don't have anybody.
They got another
Ohio State quarterback
that
sucks.
Fields, so they're not going to double down. Hey, suck. Are we saying that he sucks?
Like, I really don't know where CJ even ranks in the. It's hard to tell because things aren't. I know things need to be better for him, but things are never going to be optimal. Very few quarterbacks in the history have had optimal. It's very hard to get everything's great.
Okay, right now. Where does CJ rank as far as quarterbacks go?
Well, he's in the bottom 10. Bottom 12.
His team's not productive. He's not productive. Where do we rank him?
Where are you ranking him? You're just giving him bonus points.
You're just giving him stuff from 2023.
He was rookie of the year.
Yeah, so what? That was two years ago. That's back when Jordan used to play baseball.
It's true.
That's back when Fromber used to get people out. I remember the Astros used to have Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman. Okay, is he better than Drake May? I'll say yes.
Not the Drake May who fumbled yesterday, though.
If you don't think he's better than Drake May.
Not right now, he's not.
Well, then how do you think he's
not playing better than Drake May?
So then he's not in the top 18 for sure. He's not better than Buffalo. He's better than Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, Tua has touchdowns, though.
Tua sucks.
At least he's throwing touchdown passes.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, he's got guys.
Based on how Tua's playing?
Yeah, I mean, you got Nico Collins.
Nah, but you got two guys.
The only time Nico gets open is when guys fall down.
Wait a minute, you got Nico Collins, according to this offseason, was a top five receiver in football. Now he's not?
No, not
now he's not? Now
he's not.
Look how quick we turn.
Are you doing more to protect CJ? Oh, Nico's not good anymore. That's what you're doing.
Okay, is CJ better than Joe Burrow? No. We're not going to say Jake Browning.
He's better than Jake Browning.
He's got to be better. That's a backup.
Is he better than Carson Wentz?
Yes, I'm not going to play this game.
Yeah, this is a ridiculous game with Carson Wentz.
Is he better than Aaron Rodgers?
Well,
I can't believe we're actually having to think this through.
Two out of 3 weeks, he has not been. Aaron Rodgers wasn't good last week. He was fine this week.
He's not better than Baltimore. Is he better than Flacco? You're going to say is he better than Flacco?
Let's get to the heart of the matter. Is he better than Daniel Jones? The guy he's got to chase.
Right now, he's definitely not. I watched that Colts. So I watched all the games. Well, I watched four games on Multiview and the Texans, and I would pause. Actually, I watched the Texans. I paused on the receiver so I can see the whole thing. So I don't see all of the Multiview games. I don't recognize this Daniel Jones. He's throwing super confidently into doing something CJ's not doing, which is throwing with no hesitation into zone holes with anticipatory throws. He's throwing with zip on the football. He's throwing with accuracy. Like, I don't even recognize this guy. Daniel Jones looks like a real quarterback. Shane Steichen is doing a great job with him.
The Texans need
to hire Shane Steichen
as
our offensive
coordinator.
You've
got there it a is. Coach that's teaching the position.
Get Shane Steichen to work as offensive coordinator for the Texans.
Look at the difference.
Now, he is head coach at Indianapolis, so that could be tough.
Why is he limited to that? What? Why can't he just take over the head coaching job?
Because our head coach can beat him up and bench press more.
So what? Team. What does that matter?
No, he can't beat
him
up.
Is he better than Trevor Lawrence?
He's
these are real questions I want to ask you.
Well, you want – well, side by side yesterday.
I don't
want to
play this game. I'm asking you and John. I'm the host of the show.
Oh, you're the host of the game.
Is CJ better than Trevor Lawrence?
What? How many yards did Trevor Lawrence have had yesterday if his receivers could catch the football?
And he missed some
and
bad
he
throws,
good
too.
Either.
He wasn't
well,
good.
But they dropped it
he
on
had
him.
Stupid
Holy
interceptions.
Yeah, he did a dumb interception. He had some dumb plays, but his receivers could catch. It wouldn't even be close yesterday.
He's not better than Herbert. Is he better than Geno? Geno's not
had a good year.
How can I say he's better than anybody based on this
year? Is he better than Kyler?
I have to use some of last year.
No.
I don't know if I can use a year before.
Is he better than Purdy?
Well, Purdy's only played the one game.
Is he better?
I don't think so.
I don't think there's a big difference if you think he is.
This is terrible.
Is he better
this
than
Dak?
This
game is the worst game we ever played.
Is he better
played.
Than who?
Is he better than Dak?
No.
Jordan Love?
No.
I bet he's better than J.J. McCarthy.
Well, congratulations.
He's not better than Goff. I remember when I took crap after the first year because my comp for CJ was Jared Goff. And I still, to this day, think it's a really good comp.
Because people thought you were limiting the potential.
Yeah, and they're like, what an idiot. Because Coward had that on his show, was talking about, like, your guy is so stupid. And then after year one, you know, and everyone thought, because Jared Goff wasn't, like, Jared Goff had, I'm comparing the types of players they are. Then Jared Goff went off last year, and CJ regressed, and I'm like, doesn't look like such a bad comp anymore. Now it's a bad comp again because CJ's nowhere near
You've insulted Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
Yeah, now I'm insulting to Jared Goff. First I insulted CJ, now I'm insulting Jared Goff.
All right, now you need to stop
better
insulting
than
people. And talk
yes,
about
he's
all
He's better
state.
Than Michael Penix.
Penix got benched yesterday.
He's better than Michael Penix.
Penix is terrible. Now you need to stop talking about CJ and start talking about Allstate.
He's not better than Sam Darnold. Let's talk about Allstate windows and siding. Windows and siding product that are made – well, the windows are made here in Texas. The siding product is a national product. The siding product's incredible. You know, for siding, if you've got dilapidated wood or the nylon siding or whatever it's made out, I don't even know what it's made out of, paper, you can just pull that off because it gets – over time, the wind and the rain will do damage. You have to make repairs for the wood. You have to not only repair, you have to scrape off the paint chips and then repaint. And it's a big pain in the butt. Go with the siding product because once you get the siding put on from Allstate Windows and Siding, you're done. No more painting. No more, you know, correcting or no more having to go in and repair the wood. That's done. You are set. Your house looks great. Same thing for the windows. You get your windows installed properly. They take the old windows out, the glass windows. There's no breakage. And they replace it with double pane, double strength windows that not only look incredible and make your home look so much better, they also are going to improve your energy efficiency by up to 40%. It's Allstate Windows and Siding. Make sure that you tell them you're an ESPN 97.5 listener, and you're going to get a huge discount on top of the discounts you're already getting. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
So our football team stinks. Our baseball team stinks. We got basketball to look forward to. All right, your kids are going to want to play. They're going to see this basketball team, both our basketball teams in this city, and they're going to go, we want to play, Dad. And what are they going to do? You're going to put sand in the base of a basket that you buy at a box store and let it wiggle around 10 feet in the air? Your kids can't even get a ball up that high, especially if you got little kids. But the big kids love it too. The Pro Dunk goal is the best goal in the market. The button now, as opposed to a crank, now you just push a button and it raises and lowers the goal down to 5 feet. The kids love to hang on it. Even the big kids, they can't dunk. Your kids ain't athletic enough to dunk. You put it down to 8 feet and they're all having a good time dunking the basketball. Look, they want to play. They want the best goal. You want the best goal. You want the kids in the driveway as opposed to, nah, that goal stinks. We're going to stay inside. Uh-uh. ProDunk.com. Best goal ever. ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I mean, look at where this season has gone already. I was just watching Colts. I mean, I watched the Colts game. I was at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Just I had all the games. It was awesome. I'm watching the Colts, and I'm thinking, Ballard is the king, and Nick Caserio is the sorry people.
Look how quick things change in this league, in our league. Wow. See if you're real when you say in our league.
Well, it's not my league. I just watch.
No, well, it's Lance's league.
I get to say
He can say it.
Yeah, he can say our league.
Yeah, look how things change in our league.
Yeah.
It's true, though, but Ballard believes in building the trenches. So he believes in – now Nick Caserio has tried. He's just failed. So Nick has tried – I didn't know about that whole run it back on the defensive line move, but I guess what you see, you know what you have. They were much better against the run yesterday.
Yeah,
actually,
they were good.
So they were tighter in their splits. They weren't as like they were running a little bit different front yesterday on early snaps, but they did a good job. I thought the linebackers played better. The defensive line played substantially better.
Sheldon Rankins made plays.
Yeah, he made plays. Kwatukasi made some plays.
Yep.
They were better. They were better against the
but
run.
But once again, when the Jags needed a drive,
but you also
they got
have,
it.
They when they needed one, they got it. Well, they had a crossing route, Lassiter on Brian Thomas. Who Brian Thomas is a mess right now.
Well, he made
he
that
is
play.
An absolute mess.
Mm-hmm. He made a big
but
play.
But he
though.
Got the little crossing route, and that guy is a 4.340, and Kamari Lassiter is a 4.5.
Yeah.
And so if Lassiter doesn't have an angle, that's to the house. Now somewhere they said that was Archuleta said that was a busted
he
coverage, like
a
linebacker should have been
there.
Or a safety. Yeah.
They brought pressure.
And Lassiter was pissed at somebody because after the play, he did the DB thing, like wants to make sure that he jumps on somebody else.
Yeah,
I think it was Bullock was not where he was supposed to be.
Hmm.
Bullock had a bad missed tackle yesterday, too. Bullock is not having the impact.
Well, we have not
none of the safeties are.
We have not mentioned that Stingley left that game.
Yeah, that hurt.
And I think he's
but
been,
Smith didn't play. Smith didn't play that bad.
I think he's been hurt.
No, but we need him on the field
since he got hit in week one.
Do you think it was really a rib or
and
was it a hip that they're trying to?
And they didn't
hide.
Put it out there.
Do you think they're trying to hide the rib? Hip?
They have not put him on the injury report since.
You think
that
they're
play.
Trying to hide it?
I would not be surprised.
No. But, all right, let's get underrated mess in here. Underrated mess. What up?
Hey, what up, fellas? I just wanted to talk about this debacle of the Texans organization. Are we sure that D'Amico hired his offensive coordinator? Is this just like another obsession with New England from Nick Caserio? Because it just doesn't make any sense to fire your guy and to get another first-time play caller when you fired your guy. Oh. And then it's just like, you think D'Amico was bullied into that hire? I mean, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but this is ridiculous, and I'm not even sure we're going to beat the Titans, and that's all I'm living for this year now is to beat the Titans, because Titan fans remind me that we're 17-19 against them, and I'd like to even that up so I can stop hearing that crap.
Yeah, that's my goal, too, is to even it up with the Titans this year.
Well,
I shoot a little higher than that.
Hopefully.
But I may be changing my goals.
What are you shooting for right now?
I may be changing my – right now I'm shooting for 13 straight.
13 straight.
13 well, did you hear?
Well, you'd have to lose another game.
I remember when I thought the Texans over-under of 9 was like, God, this is disrespectful, 9. This needs to be at least 10. And now I'm like, I honestly don't think they get more than 7. They might find a way to get 8 and 9, but I think more than likely 7 and 10 is the number this year.
Did you hear Todd Bowles last week? After the game, he was like, so what was it like facing the Rams offense 2 weeks in a row? And he said, oh. Last week we faced the Rams offense. This week against the Texans, we faced the Patriots offense. Yes.
Did he say that?
He did.
Yes.
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 Well, then that means he knows what he's talking. I mean, he knows what they look like.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows.
He knows what it looks like. So that was something Patriots related. Let me tell you, everything Patriots have touched have turned to gold when Tom Brady was the quarterback. Now, every coordinator that ever left and became a head coach has all been terrible.
Well, Bill O'Brien wasn't terrible.
None of it's worked. He wasn't terrible.
He was a mess doing the GM stuff and ran himself out of town.
No, he wasn't. He was probably the best of all of them.
Yeah, he's
Josh
been the best.
McDaniels didn't work. Charlie Weiss didn't work. Romeo Crennel was a DC, but he didn't work. Who are the other? Matt Patricia didn't work.
Flores.
Brian
the records
Flores.
Weren't
was
bad.
Was he a coordinator?
He was the coordinator of the Super Bowl team that beat the Rams.
Yeah.
The record wasn't bad, but he just was not a people person.
It was another personality thing, just like with Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
And just like with Josh McDaniels. And just like with Matt Patricia. You know what? They all have personality issues, too. And frankly, I think Nick Caserio's got some personality issues, if you really want to know the truth. Now I'm saying that from on the outside looking in. As long as he's okay in the building, that's fine. Here's a question, John. Who do you think fired Bobby Slowik? I was thinking about this yesterday. I'm not sure that the ownership didn't get rid of him because the ownership created a fan council last year. The ownership really, really loves fans, and they want fans to like them. I really believe that to be the case. I'm not – and the fans hated Bobby Slowik. The fans wanted him gone. I never thought Bobby Slowik could get fired because he's tight with the head coach, and it just didn't – like I hadn't – that's something that happens in soccer where you have a good first year – you have a worse second year, and then you're gone that fast. I figured, no, he's going to get a third year. That's the way this works. And he didn't. And the more I'm thinking about it, the more I wonder if ownership fired Bobby Slowik, if they put the pressure on. Now, if you listen to D'Amico, he's taking shots at Bobby Slowik through his comments about Nick Caley. Like, you know, we don't want a copy and paste offense. You know, Nick is doing this, Nick is doing that. I mean, he's taking some shots at Bobby Slowik in different ways. So kind of sneak dissed him. So it may have been a D'Amico call. It may have, but I wonder how much the ownership had to potentially do with that. And then once I asked that question, getting back to the question about, like, I'm assuming D'Amico hired Nick Caley. I don't think, but you know, Nick Caley gets the bump for being a Rams guy, right? He was a Rams. He was a Rams. You know, he's 30-something years old and he worked for the Rams. Must mean he's one of the great coaches of all time. If you're 30 and work for the Rams. But, you know, he also has some New England in his background, too.
Yeah. No, that's why.
But not while Nick. But Nick was gone by the time Nick didn't coach.
Apparently, he has more in New England influence than McVay influence.
Well,
because that offense is based on the Patriots offense, not the Rams offense.
D'Amico told you not cookie cutter, not Patriots, not Rams, not cookie cutter.
He's grasping from a lot of different things. Well, that's what makes them unpredictable.
And I could see why though you would run the New England offense because CJ reminds you so much of Tom Brady.
He's more like Mac Jones at this point.
Man, that S2 wasn't far off, was it?
Oh, boy.
I don't want to do this.
I don't want to play this game.
Right. Who's next, Al?
Well, we should go to a break.
Oh, for
Lance wouldn't stop talking.
Oh, for criminy sakes.
You got Dan, Eric, LaSalle, so we see you, but Lance doesn't consider Lance your time valuable.
Let's just roll through the breaks.
No.
Okay. We got to combine now because of Underdog. Go get you some Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. Bump, bump. Go to Underdog Fantasy. Well, you don't need to go to the website. You could go to the website if you wanted to, but just go to the app. And I just opened up the app right now. So here's what we're looking at, Monday Night Football. 0.5 rushing and receiving touchdowns for Derrick Henry. Now, the favorite is higher. I would go higher. I think he's going to have a touchdown. Lamar Jackson passing yards are 282.5. You want to go higher or lower against the Detroit Lions. Jared Goff, his passing touchdowns are 1.5. You want to go higher or lower? Amon-Ra St. Brown, is he going to score a touchdown? If you think yes, higher is a slight underdog. That's going to improve your payout. So what you do is you pick between two and like six players. And the more you pick and the more you win, obviously the higher the payout's going to be. But with Underdog Fantasy, that high payout is something that is very, very enticing because you can play as small as $5 and you got a chance to win big money. And if you really want to, you know, take it to the next level, play the flex option where you don't have to play. You don't have to win every single pick. You can win 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, even 2 out of 3, and you can still win money. Download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. And what's going to happen is when you make your first $5 play, they're going to put $50 of bonus cash back into your account. So you don't want to miss out on that. It's Underdog app. Download the app and use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play/get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Conserve with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Okay, so you're a businessman. You're driving into work right now. You're thinking about how you can be better. I know how you can be better. I know how your business can be better. I know how you can ease up. Hey, listen, make your life a hell of a lot easier. If you have a payroll department, okay, you're hiring people to go and do the payroll, it chances are you're spending more money on that payroll than you need to. Now, I like all our payroll people, blah, blah, but find something else for them to do, okay? Because you're not doing a service to the rest of your employees. You're not doing as well. You're not doing payroll as well as you can. You're not doing it as economically as you can. You're not doing it technologically as well as you can. All of these things happen when you deal with HR and P. The HR as well. You got a growing HR department, payroll department. Tax time is such a burden. No, it's not. It doesn't have to be. Not with HR and P because it's easy. It's simple. Call up and ask Laura up at the station, and she'll tell you how easy it is to deal and work with HR and P because they want your business to succeed. They succeed if you succeed. They don't want to lose clients. They don't want you closing. Listen, you can be more efficient and you can be better. HRP. Let them come and give you a free evaluation. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Guess who?
ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Zada Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.